We are back. Another episode of the Kick Out Podcast. I go by the name of Ryan Skillet. On my left, we have Stephen.
Hello.
And we have Rival.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for joining me today, guys. How are you both?
I'm good, man.
Not too bad, man. Not too bad.
You were discooling me before we started recording on Miller.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I had Evian. I'm not going to show it because we're not sponsored by Evian. But
No.
So you're saying Evian water is not good for you?
I'm saying all mineral water is not good for you.
So Highland spring water is good.
Spring water, yeah, Highland spring water. That's my top one I'd go to.
So what's the difference between? So that's not mineral water either. That's not.
No, that's spring.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's spring. it's in the name.
It's in the name. Yeet. So spring water.
Yes.
Okay. How do you know this?
Someone schooled me because I used to love Volvic, so I was just be drinking Volvic, exactly. And then one day he's like, "You know that's mineral water," and then I did a little Google, saw the difference. I said, "Okay." Spring
because
is what
the pH level,
and you want water that comes from a spring, not just
this
like
is the reason why Rival's skin is glistening right now.
I'm trying.
Last episode we did last week, Stephen, we didn't talk about something important. We didn't talk about the Netflix merger deal. I've got some notes down here. So we're just gonna go straight into it.
Come on.
So, WWE has a merger with Netflix, WWE are going to join Netflix in a 10-year, $5 billion deal.
Yep.
In the UK, the whole WWE network will probably be available on Netflix. But with the US, it just might only be Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and the PLEs. Okay. So I don't know what does that look like for pay-per-view buyers and stuff like that? That's going to happen on Netflix?
I saw that they did the announcement for Raw on Netflix. But have they announced that going forward from 2025, it's just going to be all...
I think in the UK, the reason why they are discontinuing the network, I think the network's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, they're going to have the whole back catalog.
So it's going to be like, you know how Disney has, I don't know if anyone has Disney Plus here.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the Marvel, you have the...
Yeah,
the
it's like Prime.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Prime do the same thing.
Yeah. So you'll probably click on the WWE thing.
Yeah,
everything
and
will
then
come
it
up.
Comes up.
That's all right.
Which is a great deal.
I'm not mad at that.
That's a very good deal. We all know that WWE merged with UFC... forming TKO Sports. Last week we mentioned that The Rock joined on the board.
Yep.
And I forgot to mention that he now owns his name.
Yep.
We didn't mention that last week, did we?
We did, I think.
Oh, I think we did. Okay. The Rock owns his own name. And they rang the bell last week, the open trading in the stock exchange, which is a huge deal. Which is a great way to export your products on the global market. It's a fantastic move between WWE, if I'm honest. And you got to look at the positives that will benefit Netflix here. Live shows each week will open advertising, which is... So that means they might even decrease the subscription amount. If they're going to get loads of money advertising through WWE...
If they get UFC on top of this deal...
Which I think they will.
Then
it's crazy. It's
subscriptions
gone.
Going up.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyways, what we didn't get to mention last week... Because I think once we recorded the pod, this news broke out, maybe even on the same day.
Same day, a couple of days
maybe
later.
Maybe a couple of days.
Whatever.
Anyways, 2 days later, Vince McMahon, who was on the board of the TKO Sports, found himself in hot water again when a lawsuit dropped that Vince McMahon is accused of sexual trafficking and sexual abuse. Some of the stuff I'm not going to get into that we mentioned it on the group chat, Rival.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild what we read that he's done. Mm. Vince denies all allegations, but the lawsuit of the details was published on the Wall Street Journal. And in recent years, it was revealed that he had paid hush money to women for his sexual exploits, which he had to resign from the WWE. But now it looks like he has now resigned from TKO Sports. So first question, I'm going to go to you, Rival, if you don't mind kicking this off.
Yeah.
Do you believe the allegations?
I saw some of the text messages, so it's very hard to not like.
I'm not
believe.
Laughing, by the way. I'm not laughing at what's
it's,
happening.
It's wild, man.
When you said you saw some of the text messages, did you do what I did and read it in Visit Man's voice?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
And Stephen, I guess you read it as well?
Yeah, I read it, man.
It does sound like he done all that stuff, man.
Just go, mate.
Yeah.
Just go. At this point, like, there's been stuff before, like.
It's wild, bro.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything else more about this. We're not going to talk about Vince McMahon anymore. But yes, I think Vince McMahon stepping down is a great, great
it's the move. Best thing that
best
could
thing happen for WWE.
Business-wise, best thing that could happen.
They
can
keep
happen.
The deal and focus on the future, and be a better company for everyone.
I think Triple H has got a good lead with where he wants to take the company. You got Nick Khan as well on board. Yeah. The branding that is happening now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff happening that's good for that. I think in such a short amount of time with Vince not being there, you can see things like...
production credits for did you see CM Punk's and
I did.
Cody's.
Yeah, I did see that.
That little bit, yeah. It gives it like an NFL yeah. sort of sports feel, it's but amazing. I like it.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think changes slowly like that are only going to benefit WWE.
Nick Khan and Triple H. I mean, Triple H introduced Nick Khan to Vince McMahon
yeah.
years ago, and Vince McMahon hired him to be part of. But Nick Khan has taken
amazing
this
job.
Industry to another level. It's crazy. So, yeah, man. Only positive stuff. Hopefully, from now on, we don't hear any more of this crazy stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. Let's talk about Royal Rumble 2024.
Oh, man.
One of the famous top four pay per views in WWE history, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam. We were talking about it last week, how excited we are for Royal Rumble. I watched it. Big up to Paul from Hooked On Wrestling. Gave me a couple seats free to watch it at the event at Wembley Stadium at Box Park. Not Wembley Stadium, at Wembley.
Box Park Wembley. You were watching Wembley. Box Park Wembley. That's a stadium. This was not all in.
Every time I say Wembley Stadium, just comes out automatically.
I hear it. I do understand
at Wembley
that,
at yeah, Box yeah. Park. Where did you guys? You guys watch it at your comfort, your own home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, if I'm honest with you, I'm very envious.
Sometimes some PLEs, yeah, I genuinely find that I want to be outside for them,
bro.
But there's a home feel that, like, I feel like the Big Four. Maybe WrestleMania now, I might be a bit more open to.
Yeah.
But I enjoy grabbing a bunch of snacks
yeah.
and just having a little sleep at 10.
Yeah.
Wake up about 12.
Yeah.
Get the snacks together. No, unwind.
Absolutely.
Little,
yeah,
yeah, little yeah, kickoff preview, you know yeah, what I mean? Yeah.
And
see what Booker T's got to say.
you could sleep through some matches if you don't want to watch
it. Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. isn't it?
Like, the alarm.
You just wake up and you're like, yeah, it's great. It is great.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It was in Florida, wasn't it? It was held in Florida at the Tropicana Field Stadium in St.
Never
Louis,
heard of that stadium in my
Florida.
Life.
I guess NFL fans.
Yeah, all of these stadiums sometimes, I listen to the name of them and I think it must be nice to go there, but I've never heard of the Tropicana Stadium.
I think they just change the names and like sponsorship and stuff like quite often. So maybe they change it every now and again.
Yeah, absolutely.
That type of thing.
And, you know, it kicked off. It looked like a great stadium. You know, they always show out when it comes to the infield stadium pay-per-views.
That's great.
Or PLEs, I should say. And Pat McAfee arrives.
He's
back.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's back for only special pay-per-views, I'm assuming.
No, he's back on...
Oh, no, you're right. There was news that...
Yeah,
Michael Cole.
Yeah, they're back on
McAfee and Cole are doing Raw.
And then Graves.
Yeah. Graves and Barrett.
Wade
Barrett.
Bad News, yeah.
Yeah.
On SmackDown,
yeah, that's gonna be
Corey and Bad, yeah, Corey and Wade Barrett,
yeah,
and Pat McAfee and Michael Cole. So
that's a solid team.
A double,
and they got rid of
Kevin.
That guy, what's
Kevin,
his name?
that's why they got rid of him, bro.
Patrick.
Yeah, he was Irish, wasn't he?
Yeah, Patrick, as a fellow Irish
man.
I know, I'm sorry, bro. He seemed like a really nice guy.
He was really good on the podcast with Corey Graves. He's like
I'm surprised they fired him. You could have just moved his position. You could have said to him, you know what, we think you fit better doing podcasts. Maybe you could go and do the bump.
You know what I mean,
fire him is a bit hard.
To completely release him was a bit.
It's a bit harsh.
They are back. There's a packed star. It's a star-studded cast right now.
True.
Only the best are gonna survive in this, you know what I mean?
It does look that way.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is
though.
Good, yeah.
So let's talk about the Royal Rumble match. This was it kicked off with everybody, we all knew the women's were gonna kick it off.
Of course.
And entry number one was Natalya, a very seasoned veteran, maybe possibly the most seasoned.
Why don't they let her win something?
She's a great hand.
In ring, consistent.
Yeah.
She's like the equivalent of The Miz. Hard working.
Without the charisma.
Never no injuries.
Without the charisma.
I can't listen to her talk.
Not promo wise. Definitely not talking wise. But just in-ring ability, there's something that can be done there.
Natalya's an incredible worker. And I think she was. It was right to put her number one.
Yeah.
Because she can help carry the match, which I think she did quite well.
Yeah.
Number two, though, the return.
Feeling the glow.
Naomi, I think we all knew she was, you know, she left TNA, she dropped the belt to Jordynne Grace.
Yeah.
In a great match, and we all knew she was coming, but.
Number two is
and I guess we didn't know it would be number two.
Number two is disrespectful a little bit.
I disagree. I think it's a great spot.
You know what? I think because the Rumble is about surprise entrance, number two feels like. You've just sat down at the Tropicana Stadium. You maybe got a Tropicana. you're trying to figure this out. Yeah? But number two, like, you could, like, you could sit down to your seat and miss the first four people that come in the ring because it's so early.
I understand, but I do think it was the perfect spot.
It was great. It's a great surprise, but bloody hell, it's quick.
Yeah, but no, but it was. I think it set the tone. I think it set the tone of what's going
to
happen.
I think if you're going to have her entrance, like, it has to be either one or two. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, all the lights go down.
Yeah, and you have the entrance back.
I would have swapped her with Jordan from TNA.
So that's a surprise entrant number two for Jordan.
Yeah, Rose. Man. Run that one.
Mm. Well, I think it was great.
It was fantastic. Yeah, either way, you get it. Yeah, it was good.
Big up, great to have you back, Naomi, man. We missed you. Yeah. So, and, you know, her and Natalia was doing a bunch of back and forth. Naomi kept splitting every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then Bayley came onto a huge pop.
Yep.
Big up Naomi. She got a great pop. Oh yeah, and we have to mention the welcome back chants that had Naomi crying.
Yes. That was really that was a good moment. That was sweet.
That was very sweet. That was
wholesome.
Yeah, the welcome back chants was awesome. Yeah, we did miss Naomi. But Bayley shows up, and I think this was everybody's favorite to win. We all said that 100%. Last week.
100%.
And Bayley, man, she's just a magnificent worker, man. She's just in there getting the best of the two competitors. Candice LeRae was number four.
Yeah.
Then we had Jordynne Grace, the TNA Knockouts Women's Champion.
Before we carry this on, Candice LeRae, do you see when she came out?
Yeah, with the
music hit.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on with the character building?
There is none.
<It's> none. yeah, there is a lot of people lost in the shuffle at
it's
the
really
moment.
Really upsetting, you.
I think
she could have stayed in NXT at this rate.
Yeah.
It is difficult, though. I mean, you know, one thing WWE does well is they could always turn it around.
Yeah, that's true.
And but I know what you mean. Is this like some people just come straight from NXT, build a name, a rep there, and it doesn't matter when they come to it. This doesn't matter.
But what I'm learning with WWE is that now they're very much easing back into just letting the NXT characters be the NXT characters. Like Bron Breakker, we're gonna use at the Rumble. He didn't really get no change or nothing in his character. He's still the guy that does the spearing. They're not trying to change him. They're easing up a little bit, but whereas some of the characters that kind of got the draft to Raw and SmackDown, I don't know what's going on with them because they've been there for so long and we didn't see anything happening with the characters that they can get forgotten about. So when you get a Rumble and the music hits, you're like, oh, keep it going, man.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah.
How great was Jordynne Grace, though?
Really, that was amazing.
My personal MVP.
I think she might. We're gonna after review this match.
We'll get to that. She's coming to WWE. Of course. That was a tryout.
She looked incredible.
And Bianca Belair eliminated her with amazing finish.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
True.
But she looked great.
Great.
After we review this match, we're gonna do little mini awards.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Jordynne Grace was incredible. I mean, I followed her work for a long time and she's always been solid in the ring, but I didn't expect her to be like, she was miles ahead of a load of women in there, bro.
On 10.
She was incredible. So big up Jordynne Grace. Great to see her wrestling in a WWE ring. Indi Hartwell was next. I think she was the first elimination. I think she only was in the ring for 3 minutes and 23 seconds. And she was eliminated by Bayley. So
it's a good elimination.
Yeah. And then Asuka was next.
Yes.
And Asuka came in, did her thing. Ivy Nile from NXT. No, she's in the main roster now. She's
Raw.
NXT. Yeah, she's on Raw now.
Raw now.
Katana Chance. One thing this match highlighted for me is how many name changes they've had since. Because I'll watch certain segments in wrestling, but I will just skip some matches or whatever. So I didn't realize that girl, she was her name again back in NXT, Casey Catrano or something. She's a date Ricochet, Katana Chance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name was Casey. Her real name is Casey Cantero or something like that.
I have no
so
idea.
So they changed her name to Katana Chance. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, she comes in next. She did some great spots, Katana Chance. Bianca Belair.
Of course.
The EST. And she ended up eliminating Jordynne Grace.
Yeah, she had some real good eliminations in this Rumble.
Yeah, for sure. Kairi Sane was next.
Yep.
She did the Kofi spot. That
was it?
I think it was supposed to be the Kofi spot.
It was, I'm going to be honest.
The Kofi spot died when, was it Gunther kicked him off and he just went flying off the chair in that last rumble.
Last year's rumble.
That is when the chair spot died. I feel like it got buried.
Didn't Gunter bury Kofi again? Did he chop him out of the ring or something? Or maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe somebody else eliminated
Kofi. Oh, no. Did he chop? He might. We'd have to go back and watch it. I'm not too sure. But I just remember the chair. All of that goofy Kofi stuff that used to happen, I feel like it died after that chair spot, because that chair spot was violent.
Tegan Knox comes in next. She didn't even last long. She's like 1 minute, 22 seconds. Got eliminated by Bayley.
Yeah.
Kayden Carter, which is the tag team partner of Katana Chance, comes in. Chelsea Green, which she was phenomenal.
I do like Chelsea Green.
She's amazing, man.
I do like Chelsea Green.
She's a great worker. She's funny. Yeah. She got some great... She had me busting up. Her and Piper Nevin did some good stuff together. That spot where she fell into Piper Nevin's arms. And
She
get dropped.
And she kept getting squashed.
That
was funny as well. Zaya
Lee comes in next. Zelina Vega. But all of the people I'm mentioning now all got destroyed by Nia Jax. We'll talk about Nia Jax's performance in this. Maxine Dupree.
Yep.
Who, that backwards worm spot she did.
Oh, you're talking about with Bayley.
Yeah. And
I don't know if that was her fault or Bayley's.
Okay.
I was still trying to figure it out.
The positioning was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't, honestly, from looking at all these, I'd say the last four Rumbles, I don't think it's like very organized beforehand. Because sometimes when you look at some of the spots, it looks like people are doing absolutely nothing. Yeah. Like, and then, I don't know, it just seems a bit strange sometimes. Like, I don't know like how much goes into the conversation of how they, like placements in the Rumble and stuff like that.
But okay. They must go in like groups or something. Like if they come out at 20, they might have to work, do their spot with someone that came out in like 19 or something work around like that. But
it must be the number. There must.
But sometimes it just seems a bit very like spot trying to figure out what we're going to do. All right, cool. And then
it looks a bit messy, but
Number 19, I'm going to have to say, I know you mentioned Jordynne Grace being the MVP. I think I'm going to give it to Nia Jax.
Fair enough.
I think she was brilliant, man.
Yeah.
I think she was awesome. She come in, she bulldozed up. Let's see all the eliminations Nia Jax here. So we got Ivy Nile, Nia Jax. Mm. Katana Chance, Nia Jax. Mm. Piper Nevin, Nia Jax. Zaya Lee, Nia Jax. Shotzi, Nia Jax. Shayna Baszler.
Zaya Lee was Nia Jax.
Yeah. Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax. Valhalla, that's that woman. That's the thing that from NXT UK, isn't it? They changed her name.
But you got to add R-Truth in that one.
Yeah, R-Truth.
R-Truth. R-Truth. That was hilarious. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Nia Jax.
R-Truth. Michin. She just clean house. Yeah.
But all of that is... To set up.
Of course. We'll talk about it in a minute. Nia Jax comes in and she's just, like I just mentioned, she's just running riot, eliminating everybody left, right, center. You got Shotzi comes in next, who was always eliminated by Nia Jax. Then Becky Lynch. Alba Fire comes in, gets eliminated by Naomi. And then I think it was, who dashed Zelina Vega onto Alba Fire? Was it Alba Fire?
I can't remember.
There was a spot with, who eliminated Zelina Vega here? Let's have a look here.
Is it Nia?
It might be Nia, you know.
Sounds about Nia.
Yeah, must be.
But then again, it might be Bianca Belair. I'm trying to think of all the women that can do like crazy, like
it was Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark.
Someone strong, you know what I mean?
Nia Jax has killed it. Anyway, Alba Fire comes in. Shayna Baszler comes in, gets eliminated by Nia Jax. Valhalla comes in, and then R-Truth.
the wrong Royal Rumble.
Runs past her. Everyone's confused. He's looking confused as he runs to the ring. Gets into the ring.
Yeah.
Confused, like, why is this woman in here?
Yeah, why are you here?
Nia Jax dashes him out.
Is that an elimination as well?
It's not counted as elimination. Oh, he went to the wrong Royal Rumble.
She's putting in work.
And he said to the GM, "There are women in there."
Yeah.
So good, aren't you? So good.
Pick him up, obviously,
that distraction causes Valhalla get eliminated. Michin gets eliminated by Nia Jax. Zoe Stark gets eliminated by we'll talk about who that is. So Zoe Stark's next. Roxanne Perez is next. They do some good spots. But then, the moment of the Rumble. Let's be honest. I think this was the moment of the Rumble.
Go on.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 28. The debut of Jade Cargill. And she looks amazing. I think
incredible.
I think this is one opinion that was across the board with all wrestling fans when she was at AEW. You can just tell
she's a star.
She's a star.
100%.
Like, you just look at her, her charisma, her personality. Yes, she's got a lot to work on in terms of in ring, but in terms of her personality, charisma, star just, power.
From the stare, looks, you can tell yeah. there's something there yeah,
she
already.
She looks like a superhero.
Yeah, 100%.
So there was the right place for her was always WWE, yeah. and they presented her like a star. They kept the music. They've kind of tweaked it a bit. So there's not. So there's no copyright laws. Yeah. The remix.
But I heard. I did read that she owns the original.
Yeah, I think she does. Yeah. Okay. yeah. But I think they still tweaked it though, even though she owned 100%. The original.
Yeah, you know, it's WWE. They yeah, have they to find some way to own it. They gotta own it. They gotta own it. Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, I can't do that voice no more. He's like, it's not
you
him got, anymore.
You gotta start figuring out what Nick Khan's voice is like.
Yeah, I don't know what Nick Khan sounds like.
Yeah.
It's probably Triple H doing
it. Yeah, Triple H.
Yeah.
We wanna make sure.
He's gonna come with the stats first.
Jade, we wanna make sure we.
First and foremost, the yeah, PLEs we did amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
And then he's gonna get
numbers here.
Jade, you did great at AEW, but we want to make sure we evolve and we want to, you know what I mean?
He had a very, calm way of letting us know we're working on a better product than AEW with Jade Cargill.
Yeah, of course.
And she's gonna take a little time.
100%.
He 100% told us that.
He's a G.
He was like training before. I'm not sure, yeah. but you know.
yeah.
So yeah, big up Jade.
Jade, she's looking like
amazing.
A million bucks.
100%.
Now, everybody stood up in that arena.
That little teaser with Bianca. And
yeah, man, we're talking about that. So she comes in, and first thing she does is go straight for Nia Jax. The crowd went nuts. Nia Jax had her up in like a on her shoulders. She reverses it, picks her up, slams her down, does the Booker T axe kick into the ropes, picks her up, buddy slams her over the top. The crowd goes crazy.
Yeah, what a pop.
A star is born. Yeah. Even Becky Lynch held to part of that.
Yeah, Becky Lynch's
reaction of her being eliminated. And then the other spot that was this great is when, let's talk about it, because Tiffany Stratton comes in afterwards, Liv Morgan comes afterwards, and Tiffany Stratton, we'll talk about her as well. She's another star. And there's a spot where I believe it was Bianca Belair had Liv Morgan in a gorilla press.
Yep.
Jade Cargill had Becky Lynch
in
a gorilla press. They both let
little
go, ultimate
off,
warrior
yeah.
style. And they did this face off and the whole arena just stands up again.
It's crazy.
Mm.
This is money, right?
Big money.
I mean, this is what everybody was saying, that this was the dream match, Bianca versus Jade for years.
This is the here comes the money at the beginning of Shane McMahon's music.
But you know what's crazy? I didn't realize Bianca and Jade are not that far apart in terms of height.
Is this the first time that you thought they'd be a good match? Or even
no,
with
I
AEW,
always thought
it'd
be a good match, but I don't know why I just assumed Jade is taller. But they look like the same.
Yeah, Bianca's
the same time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
but then at the same time, they do wear these boots.
I think they made the boots. You know, they probably made Jade look taller on purpose. I mean, not Jade. Bianca looked taller on purpose.
Yeah. There's that as well. You just never know. I thought Bianca and Jordan Grace had a better face off. There was a little moment.
That was a great moment.
That was cool.
Because they got physical, I was like, this is money now.
Yeah.
Like, a TNA WWE match at like a Mania would be amazing.
There was a nice little spot between Jordan Grace and... Ivy Nile.
That would be a good match as well. But
she kind of botched the kick up, but she got her with a nice spin kick. That was great. So.
But I think because they don't own the Jordan Grace in any entity, we probably might have to wait maybe like 2 more years or so.
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be another year.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a year. She's probably going to carry
this
title.
That's happening.
Yeah.
That is happening.
They saw that. They were like, cool.
And they've already got Naomi over there to work with her, so it's magic.
But yeah, excited to see what happens between Bianca and Jade going forward, leading up to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
Tiffany Stratton, amazing talent from NXT.
Fantastic.
Her moonsaults.
Crazy. The moonsaults are crazy.
Swanton bombs.
Crazy.
She looks great. Yeah. She looks like a star. She's got a bright future. And then Liv Morgan was number 30, who came back from that issue she had with the police. Didn't she get arrested?
Something.
With some weed or something?
Yeah.
Big up Liv Morgan, man.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah, let's talk about the final four, which I believe was Liv, Jade, Bayley, and Stratton. Who eliminated Bianca Belair?
That's a good question. Wasn't Bianca in the four?
I don't think she was.
No, I don't think so.
I think it might have been Stratton.
She didn't make it?
Bianca was eliminated by Bayley.
Okay. So we've got Bayley.
No, you might be right, actually. The final four.
Yeah, I think it was that. Bayley eliminated. So obviously Jay eliminated Naomi and Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca Belair got eliminated by Bayley.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton got eliminated by Bayley.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously when Liv and Jade was the last three was Jade, Liv and Bayley. Mm. Jade and Liv was fighting on the apron and Liv did a kick that knocked Jade off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bayley knocked Liv off. Yeah. Congratulations to Bayley, man. She deserves 100%.
The storytelling of damage control continues.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
This is great.
It has to be Bayley.
WWE maybe they're 3-0 on factions right now.
Yeah.
We've got Bloodline, that story. Yeah, I think it's the third inning we're on now.
I would say
We know something's still happening. Judgment Day, I feel like their story's just very much filling the gap where Bloodline was taking over for a long time. We've got them, and now we've got all women's faction, and that storyline development has been great because I've thought for the longest there is way too many members in there, but they're making it work, and I think ultimately we're gonna get the great face turn for Bayley. Bring back the inflatable people there and lift up.
Do that now as a grown woman? I don't think she
would. Bring them back. She was doing it as a grown woman then.
No, but you know what I mean. I think she's evolved to another level now. I don't think she would want to do that.
Face turn? You don't think they'd do it?
I think they'll do a face turn with Bayley, but
I don't think they'll bring back the balloons?
Nah. I think she has the opportunity to
bring back the balloons.
I think she has the opportunity to kind of come back as a face, but in a different way.
Yeah,
but she could bring them back at Mania or something.
I think that would be good.
That would
Don't bring it back every week, but if you do it as a special one-off,
that would be
the fans will go crazy.
That would be good. That would be good still.
Let's give out some awards for this Royal Rumble match. I've written down 5 awards that we have to give. Who was the MVP? I'm going to go with you first, Stephen, and then we'll ask you after with Michael. Obviously, you both could give out different awards.
Are we doing women's for this?
Yeah, for the women's one.
Okay, cool.
MVP of the Women's World Rumble match.
What's the name of the TNA lady?
You said Jordynne Grace.
Jordynne Grace, yeah. I thought she just looked... with that? Yeah, I'm sticking with it, man. I thought she was amazing. Like, I haven't really seen much of her before.
Mm-hmm.
To come in, I'm like, coming in with a belt. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Looking TNA champion.
Great as well.
Looking amazing. Yeah, good face-offs. Yeah, she just performed. She looked like a... Out of everyone in there that she was around, I thought she looked great. She looked like
I like that. Rival?
I'm stuck between two names, being Bianca and Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to sway more towards Bayley because I was proper rooting for her
from the
minute she went in there. Yeah. I was like, you got this now. Yeah, don't fool. Like, it was good. So,
Bayley's definitely on the MVP list. I'm going to still give it to Nia. I think her performance was brilliant.
That was probably her best Rumble.
That was a great performance by Nia. Very convincing. Best moment. I think we all can agree it's the Jade Cargill moment.
Yeah. I was going with Truth.
Truth.
I was going with Truth.
I think Truth had the best moment in the men's Rumble match. We're going to get into.
You know, it is with Truth. It's the fact that, like, because he's so funny, even in a women's Royal Rumble, you got to give him like the littlest piece of commentary.
Yeah,
and we can hear him and Nick, what's the general manager's name again?
Adam Pearce.
Him and Adam have a great dynamic.
There is a category here called funniest spot.
Okay.
So maybe Truth wins
So
best moment Jade.
Best moment, yeah.
Yeah. Best moment Jade. Yeah. Funniest spot. Truth wins that.
Yeah.
Or I was gonna say Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea Green.
I think Chelsea Green was amazing. Man. The selling she was doing.
I'm still gonna give it to Truth, but I do like the Chelsea Green.
I'm gonna give it to Chelsea Green
because
I'm gonna give Truth his award for the men.
Okay.
The men's bit was just incredible.
He's the best.
The hot tag. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. I guess there was no Kofi moment. I guess I was going to say the Kairi Sane was the Kofi moment, but...
Was it, though?
It was supposed to be.
It was attempted.
I was like, where did this go? Like, did someone come?
Did she touch the floor?
She was holding on and then she...
I do have a very important question, but I will save it to the very end that I want to get to when it comes to the Rumble. But I'm not sure about that moment. It just felt very weird.
I think a mistake happened. I definitely think it was a botch.
100%. No, you could tell it was a botch from the way Asuka got eliminated.
Yeah, Asuka told Bianca.
It looked like she was flagging someone down to kick her off.
She said, come kick me. And it was like, the cameraman is caught right there.
I'm just like, don't do that, cameraman.
Yeah, and the cameraman flops. And the worst performance in the Women's Rumble.
Ooh.
Who kept butching? There was a lot of butches in this match.
Worst person in the Royal Rumble. Oh man, that's hard, bro. That's
they all did a, I'm going to say Maxine Dupri. Sorry, Maxine.
Oh, what for the spin?
It's just that whole.
That could be on Bailey, though.
It could be. Do that. It could be, bro.
She was also just kind of doing the shoes thing a bit too much.
Yeah, yeah, well, there's that as well.
Yeah, I don't
she's
know.
Following Gable's footsteps. She's trying. There's still character development to occur with Maxine, but she's doing a good job as a manager right now.
Mm. Yeah, no, she is. She's an amazing talent. All right, let's talk about the Fatal 4-Way match for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Yes, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles, LA Knight, and Randy Orton. I'm going with you first, Stephen. What did you think of this match?
I thought it was all right.
Okay.
I thought it was okay. I think everyone, all of them looked quite good. Mm-hmm. They're all obviously going for Roman at the beginning. I thought AJ looked quite good. Like, on the back of last week, like, he kind of felt like he was... He was proper going for it, you know, phenomenal forearm and all but the thing is like every time that Roman steps into the ring with anybody that isn't, I guess, Cody Rhodes, it's kind of, the better question is who is he going to pin rather than
you know what I mean. That's a good point.
But I thought it was okay for what, you know, a Fatal 4-Way was.
Good back and forth between all four competitors. Rival, do you believe the finish is too predictable now?
What, you know what they call it? On Sundays when they repeat
Omnibus.
Here we go.
Omnibus.
I thought like we're watching a bit of Bloodline Omnibus.
We're watching EastEnders Omnibus.
A bit of Sunday Omnibus at the minute with the Bloodline right now. We had the solo pull of the hoodie.
Why? Yeah, it just didn't make sense.
I'm sure he thinks that hoodie is the invisible cloak from Harry Potter. 100%. Because I don't know if he thinks we can't see it when he takes, when he puts it over his head, but we know it's you. Yeah. There's no one around this size. It's only you that's barefoot. Yeah. And if you got to put on some J's, we might think it's a Uso. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, bro.
This is getting insane.
But
you've got four great superstars, so common sense. But let's take the Rumble from last year to now. Yeah, last year you had Sami Zayn chair shot, amazing storytelling. It's nothing to do with the match. This one is about him keeping the title. But I feel like for them to lean into a story that we care about again, let's look at it a bit more like he could lose this title within the next title match that he's in. Fatal 4-Way, everything's against him. How is he going to win the match? Yeah. But he's winning the match the same way he was winning the singles match.
I agree.
That's insane.
Yeah, I agree.
They also have the opportunity to, like, they've got Randy, LA Knight, and AJ. Why does Solo have to come in? Like, they could do something different with
that. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like, they could do something amazing to where it looks like, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing AJ Styles and LA Knight at WrestleMania because none of them are title contenders right now. Yeah. But they could eventually have so much hostility that we get to see that match. Randy Orton could get the interruption with Solo in a different way to set up their match somewhere else.
Right.
And then LA Knight can just take the fall.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Who took the fall? LA Knight?
Yeah, I think he did. He did.
I just don't... Yeah, absolutely what you're saying is correct. Like, I just... Especially Reigns going into WrestleMania, he shouldn't be winning matches.
It should look like pressure
by outside interference. Yeah. He should not be. Look like he's escaped for his life, like he's lucky to win, but he still won by himself. Does that make sense?
I have a wild prediction.
It's because they're gonna do solo Reigns. It's gonna be a solo Reigns.
I feel like what they're gonna do at Mania is similar to what they did with Sting and Triple H, where you've got one side, NWO. And then you see like a Sami Zayn. Make sure no one can do, so then he can win the title. Yeah. That's what ultimately.
So being gonna do shenanigans, basically.
They're gonna try shenanigans, and I think some from there is gonna be a save because they did. What match was it? Was it the Rumble? No, it wasn't the Rumble. When did Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come out to help?
Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
WrestleMania.
That happened at Mania. So I think we get a similar thing, but this time the numbers are even. No foolery. Cody Cutter.
Interesting.
I think The Rock comes out and helps Cody.
There's that as
sets
well.
Up
that
the might, match for next
and then we
year.
Get a 1 year prequel to the next Mania. That might happen as well.
Oh yeah. If we have some promos where Reigns is coming at The Rock, know that The Rock's coming. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. good match nonetheless. But yes, I agree.
The RKO was amazing.
Yeah.
The RKO was amazing. They always are amazing.
Randy Orton never falls short when it comes to RKOs.
And I like the save that Reigns gave him during the RKO. Yeah. That was during that save in the back there. Man. We need him at Mania at this point.
Yeah, 100%. Let's talk about Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens.
That was a good match.
Yeah, it was.
I like Logan Paul as a wrestler.
Yeah, same.
As a person, I'm not really on YouTube like that, but as a wrestler, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, he's
great,
doing great things.
Don't want him to injure himself trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like sometimes. Yeah. But he is a good in-ring, and he feels like, you know, some people, they you just give them the knowledge and they move like a sponge. He seems like he's absorbing all of this information and doing better every single match.
I think if you're an actual athlete and you're a fan of wrestling, you just adapt so quickly.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you look at Kurt Angle. You can see, like, he just came from doing, you know, amateur and then went straight into being one of the top stars, WWE champion.
Yeah.
But you can see that Logan Paul's putting in the work, man. And it's the first time in WWE history where the referee has eyes.
Yeah.
Where they can see the knuckle dusters for the first time ever.
That was a great finish.
So just for us to don't know what we're talking about, obviously the finish was that Logan Paul was given brass knucks by his podcast mate. Was that his podcast mate that came jumped over the barrier?
Podcast mate.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him. But
yeah, I think it's part of the podcast. What's Logan Paul's podcast called?
Impulsive. I've never seen that guy that came out. I don't know who that was.
I assumed he was part of it. I'm guessing there's a guy that looks like X-Pac.
Yeah. that guy's always with him.
Yeah.
But the other guy, I've never seen him.
So anyway, somebody gave him brass knucks. And then he went to use it on Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens reverses it, takes it off him and knocks him out with the brass knucks to a great pop by the crowd. Goes for the pin. It looks like the referee's going to count one, two. And the way the referee looked up and saw the brass knucks, brilliant. Kevin Owens is disqualified for using a legal foreign object.
Yep.
And Logan Paul retains. So I guess this feud might continue to Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, you
probably
could do
in Australia, and then Logan Paul get his opponent for Mania, whoever that may be.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble, the main event of Royal Rumble 2024. Entry number one was Jay, so you know, I think we all could have guessed entry number two was Jimmy.
I would have. You know what, I might have been the only one in my house that was like, oh my God, like, giving us Mania quick.
Yeah.
I think that was brilliant.
A bit of similar moves though, fucking hell. That was a bit like...
They are the similar wrestlers.
Bloody hell.
They do rest exactly the same.
But some, like, it's just like the little subtle hits to the face and then like maybe the duck down, they might do a little move. I'm like, come on, this is too alike.
But it's like Ken versus Ryu, innit?
No, but wrap this up like so that. We can get the Usos back. Wrap it up so we can get the Usos again. Them together right now with how they've done the character building.
No, but Jay's a star though. Jay's a star, man.
You give him a singles run?
I 1000% give that man a singles run. I see. He needs to beat Gunther.
Wow.
That would put him over.
Oh my God.
He needs to be Gunther.
Jay needs to be Gunther.
I think I need some of that Evian. What are you talking about right now?
You don't think so?
What?
Nah. You need to make him a
Jay
star.
Jay Uso beat Gunther.
Why not? Who do you want Gunther to lose to? Who right now in that roster can benefit from beating Gunther?
Andrade.
I would love that.
He's on Raw now.
I would love their match, but I think Jay should beat Gunther.
But then I've got Gable. As like my, I think Gable and Gunther have like great
business.
And I just feel like Gable, just give him a title to this. Let's just see what he can do because he's so amazing in ring.
I like both of those actually.
You know what? That's probably a better idea because Jay's already a star.
He can already make the crowd. He doesn't need a belt to make a move.
He's right. That is the better idea because Chad, to put Chad on that star list. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give you that right.
He's a good wrestler, man.
Mm.
So Jimmy going back and forth. Then we had Grayson Waller join, taking the side of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Then we had 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you hear some sort of like distortion and El Iglio. And I'm like, huh?
Why did they change his name? Was really weird.
And it's Andrade. I went, because Andrade is my guy. If anybody knows, I've loved Andrade for years.
Mm.
And he had this great, crazy mask. I went crazy. Yeah, took it off.
He looked
great
cool.
To see Andrade back. I totally forgot he was coming back to WWE. I totally forgot.
No, I knew.
I actually forgot he left. I knew he left AEW.
Yeah.
I forgot. So
Terrible. It was the character building at AEW that probably made him leave, because they didn't do anything with him.
Yeah. So unfortunate.
It's really sad, man.
Andrade is back, baby. Great to see him back. Yep. Carmelo Hayes from NXT.
That was good.
Great to see him looking great. Hopping up around the ring, just going crazy. Another future, I predict he's going to be future of the business. Shinsuke Nakamura was next. Then we had Santos Escobar.
No, Shinsuke Nakamura got a great pop.
That
was fantastic.
He was singing his song.
He's
man.
A heel.
Always sings
Rick
his song.
Rick Boggs is not here anymore. But that was a great pop.
He always gets it, man. People love Shinsuke. Santos Escobar, big up Santos. Another one I think is a future in the business.
Oh, 100%.
Karrion Kross. Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
What is it with Karrion?
I like Karrion, but I just don't know.
Do you?
I know. Like I think I got a soft spot for
you. Know who Karrion reminds me of? Raven.
No, but Raven was
like,
dope.
You like Raven.
No, don't do that.
You like him.
Don't do that to Raven.
But he's not the best. He wasn't the best.
Raven was dope.
He was alright.
ECW Raven?
I'm talking about WCW Raven. Just in the crowd.
Dope.
No match. Just like
Raven.
Sting. You had one side Raven,
bro.
One side Sting. And then you pick a moment and you see this lonely man. Not even wrestling this week.
He was lonely. But Raven, he had a flock though. But
that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, but WCW, his first initial run at WCW, he was brilliant. Only after he lost to Goldberg, it's been downhill.
I don't know what happened to Raven in WCW, but it
wasn't good. WWE should have done more with Raven.
They didn't do anything with him or Perry.
They just made him hardcore champion.
He had some good matches though.
I
wasn't watching. Like,
that's what I'm trying to say. Because you're young.
Yeah.
You didn't get to see him.
How old are you?
27.
That's not too young.
No, I've always seen him.
But
you didn't get to see his promo game, bro.
Okay.
He's one of the best promos, bro.
Why do you like Karrion Kross then?
I've got a soft spot for Karrion. I definitely agree with Rival that
he's got good promos though.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Really
he could cut good promos.
Especially when he gets in the ring and loses, it just washes away the work.
In TNA, he was brilliant.
Amazing.
So that's what I want to see.
Good champion as well.
But I just feel like his confidence since he's come to WWE has been diminished a bit.
I think they
he's coming
they
back
messed
with
him
this
up.
Faction. Yeah,
they
messed
him
up
with that.
Yeah, we're trying to make him like Demolition.
Yeah,
you look like a dominatrix.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Bit too
you know
weird,
that was Vince, innit?
you know that was Vince, innit?
That's what I'm saying. Freehold! anyway, Dirty Dominic's next, coming to a ray of booze.
I do love
Dominic. Is incredible, bro.
Yeah, no, he's
incredible.
He's the best. He's the best right now.
What does Archie call him? Tom and Nick?
Tom and Nick.
Brilliant. Carlito's next. Bobby Lashley.
I do like Carlito.
Lashley got a good response.
Yeah.
There's Lashley's response. He got eliminated by Karrion Kross, and then there was a melee between him and Karrion Kross outside the ring.
Yeah, that's it.
And then the Authors of Pain come to back Karrion, and then the Street Profits came, and then they just had a little fight.
Was the Street Profits in the Rumble
this
year?
No, they weren't.
That was their spot.
Not one of them?
No, their spot was to help.
Carry on.
Ludwig Kaiser was next.
Yeah.
He gets eliminated by Kofi Kingston to a disappointed Gunther who arrives.
Makes sense, though. Let them carry on the rivalry.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hopefully Big E returns.
Probably. I reckon...
He might be the one to beat Gunther, you know?
Yeah. No,
he might be, you know?
I hope he doesn't.
He might?
Nah, don't do that.
He might, bro.
He's a good wrestler, but
If he is back,
he wasn't a good WWE champion. Let's call a spade a spade.
No, but he could be a good Intercontinental champion. He's been one.
So he wasn't a good world champion.
No, he wasn't. But
You know what it is? I feel like the person that has to dethrone Gunther has to be...
A world champion?
They just have to be physically able to do the job.
But and Big E's physically able.
Just coming off an injury. You give it to Gable, man.
He wasn't on Gable.
Yeah, man.
100%.
No, but at the same time, I feel like let Big E go back in the... Because the injury he had was pretty serious. Let him ease back into the roster before you give him anything... Because throwing a title on a just injured man is crazy.
Yeah.
So let him ease back in and maybe a title match with Gable.
True. I was expecting him to come back.
I was hoping
Mania, like you know where they did the Hardy sort of pop.
They
probably do something like that again. That would be great.
Theory was next. Finn Balor, then
I do like Finn.
Cody Rhodes,
Finn's good. Cody was a good number for him this year.
Yeah, number 15. Bronson Reed, Kofi Kingston.
Yep.
Gunther, Ivar.
Gunther was really amazing this Rumble.
And a great surprise entry, Bron Breakker, who looked
speared the life out of Ivar.
Yeah, he was great.
Speared the life out of him.
He looked fantastic.
That guy is so fast. He's bringing back
the Steiners, bro.
Yeah.
Man wrestles just like his dad.
Do we change his name?
I was always vexed they changed his name. It should have been Rex Steiner from the beginning. Why did they change to Bron? Bron Breakker's a dead name, bro.
If they give him the Steiner name,
I would have loved that.
Why did they do that?
I guess it's the ownership. And also, Steiner's a bit controversial.
Yeah, true.
It probably was a smart move.
Yeah.
Because after he changed his name, and then the Steiners got Hall of Fame, and then Rick Steiner starts saying a bunch of anti-trans stuff. And I was just like, bro. Okay.
Probably keep him Breakers.
Let's keep his name.
And we own Breaker. We own the Breaker name.
You are not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
Come on. Almost, makes sense. I'm assuming, took the Brock Lesnar spot.
I heard it was Bron Breakker to the Brock Lesnar spot.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think Omos was always
coming
back.
Okay.
And then Dominic.
Dominic was supposed to eliminate Brock, you think?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If he would have done that, I would have dropped every snack I had on the
day. That
would have been crazy. Cool.
Pat McAfee came up next. He joined the ring, but then he saw Omos' figure and stature, and he was like.
So him and Bron, and he said, yeah, I'm
Yeah, this is long. And he jumped over the top.
But then I did read, he didn't know he was in the Rumble.
Oh, so that was a surprise.
Oh, really?
He was just as surprised as we was.
So when he did that, that was actually done for joke. Oh, wow.
Which is fantastic freestyling. If he's
100%.
JD McDonagh was next.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about this guy. Probably the funniest spot in Royal Rumble history.
The Truth.
R-Truth comes back a second time. This time he's rightfully in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Uh-huh.
Jumps into the ring. And then I think it's Gunther and Dominic Mysterio going back and forth. Archie goes to the apron and goes for the hot tag. The crowd goes crazy.
It's the jump that Dominic gave.
We'll talk about that. Everybody in Box Park was crying. Like everybody was laughing hysterically. He goes for the hot tag, calls for the crowd to cheer. The crowd's going nuts. Dumb powers out of whatever Gunther's sleeper hold. Just for the hot tag, the crowd goes crazy. Nice. R-Truth goes in, does the Cena.
That was hilarious.
But obviously, ends up getting eliminated by Gunther.
Yeah.
R-Truth, since he's been back, he's been phenomenal, man.
He's been one of the best things.
I know we've got the world title, the IC title. Maybe you bring back the European title.
He needs something.
Or the 24/7.
Yeah.
For his years of service, I mean, he had the 24 title. I guess they could give him that. But big up R-Truth. That's such a talent.
He's too funny, man. He's too funny.
Miz comes out. So then Damian Priest, who eliminates R-Truth, I believe, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Yeah. CM Punk comes out, number 27.
Injures himself.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, and Sami Zayn.
Great number 30. Forth. Let's talk about that.
Sami
Zayn, number 30. How does everyone feel about that one?
I was okay with it, but...
I'm annoyed he didn't last long, though.
I was pissed off, I'm not going to lie.
You should have... At least making...
Yeah, we always know the number 30 is for someone.
Yeah. They could have put someone better, I reckon.
It's crazy to think what a year can do to a character. Last year, if you would have said Sami Zayn's number 30, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, no.
This year, I'm like, why? Give it to someone that wants it. Come on, it's just lazy writing. That's what I was shouting at the TV.
Yeah, I get that. 100%.
So let's talk about the last two. The final two was CM Punk and Cody. They went back and forth.
Yep.
You could tell something was wrong with CM Punk. I think he took a what's the name of Drew McIntyre's
DDT.
The DDT,
basically. And he landed on his hand.
He landed on his arm. Tore his muscle.
Same muscle from AEW.
Yeah, I think it's the same muscle from AEW. You know.
Yeah, his right tricep.
I think the writing's on the wall for Punk soon.
That commentary spot when Pat McAfee has to go back to sports might be
Punk might have a couple matches on him left. You know. Unfortunately,
you reckon
he might.
It's looking rough, isn't it?
It's looking bad.
It's looking rough.
This is three injuries in a year now.
Hmm.
It's not looking good.
And hasn't had a main match on the roster yet.
Even in AEW, he looked a bit shaky in some matches.
In general.
I remember I did ring you about when CM Punk debuted at Survivor Series, and I was like, he looked a bit muscled in that t-shirt. It looked like he's back because in AEW,
he looked
a bit rough, rugged, still trying to. And now we've got another injury.
Sad.
Sad.
So Punk and Cody go back and forth. Quite great between the two. Good stuff. You know, spots.
Good match.
GTS, yeah.
Good little one.
Cody finally gets the win. for the second time in a row, Royal Rumble winner, and he points straight at Roman Reigns like, I'm coming for your belt.
I like that.
I love that. Did the Bullet Club, well,
the video
as well. Too sweet.
But I like
shout
the
out to Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks.
The champions being in the...
Yeah, in the
is
booth.
That, is that the brilliant. First time we've ever seen that?
I think they've done because, it before.
Okay.
Who?
I feel like with Hunter and something. No, maybe I'm wrong, you know. I think you're right. With Royal Rumble. I think you're right. They should do that first time.
That was great.
That was cool. Like both of them being there, you know.
Seth having his booth.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. I like that.
Right decision, right? I think so.
I'll be honest. I did think Punk was going to win. And the only reason I thought he was going to win is because if you, on paper, 10 years ago, his last match was at Royal Rumble. Imagine to win it. You come back after 10 years, humble beginnings, and you win the Rumble. That's storytelling for the Seth. Because it's kind of written in the stars that Cody versus Roman is a thing. So it would have been good maybe to see him figure it out at maybe like Elimination Chamber or something in that sort of regard. But yeah. I guess you got to go for the... Common sense is to have Cody win, innit? The reason why I didn't think Cody was going to win, because I was like, he won it last year. There's no way they're going to give it to him twice. Forgot this is the guy that they're making the first guy in 26 years to win the... So
let's talk about it. The first double Royal Rumble winner was Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Then it was Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Then it was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He was like three, four times.
He was three times, but he'd done it twice, back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
So did Shawn, so did Hogan, and now it's Cody. He's the fourth man to do it.
Yeah,
he's been in that belt. He's been in it.
100%. I just thought personally, like they could have done it a different way.
Is Damian taking it?
Good point.
That would be hilarious.
That's a good point. I didn't think
because that is a great way to keep the story
going. But he finally topples Reigns
when Priest comes out.
I think, if I'm honest with you,
I think people would be pissed.
Oh, like,
if I'm honest with you,
that would be good,
the
though.
Heat on him
that would be great.
And if it makes Dominic come out with him as well.
Yeah. I feel like they might save that for Seth. Whoever Seth's
at this point, you actually need Judgment Day to take that title off Seth because he's also injured.
Yeah. So I think Seth's going to beat whoever he's facing at Mania, and that's when. And it's kind of like karma for Seth.
Who's
cashing against Reigns and Lesnar?
What do we do at Chamber now? Do we have a match to decide who's gonna fight Seth at the Chamber for the main event?
All I know is let's talk about Raw quickly.
Yeah.
All I know is Seth came up to Cody and was like, "Try to convince
fight me at Reigns." And I was like, this
negotiation you're trying to do.
This must be a new book.
It's not working.
This must be a new story.
Nah.
You know Man that. Said, roll it.
Do you want the Hogan title?
Yeah.
Both Hogan titles, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But do you want the Hogan title?
It doesn't show up.
Do you want the Workhorse title? I want the Hogan title.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you,
bro.
Yeah.
This is got lineage.
What story? He's
been saying it all year that he wants that title.
Like. It's not going to work. Nobody cares. Yeah. People want Cody to go for Reigns. Come on now.
That's not part of the story if he wins that title.
I get it, but he's like kind he's of shooting himself in the foot a little bit. Like,
but imagine beating somebody four times. What's the point?
Yeah.
We want the other title.
Yeah, exactly. And another talking point. We're not going to talk about Raw completely, but we have to talk about CM Punk and Drew McIntyre.
That was fantastic.
So CM Punk cut a beautiful promo talking about, you know, his injury, how the dream of main event at WrestleMania always eludes him, and he thinks it's going to happen to him again. It slips from his hands. He was welling up, cried.
Yeah.
Talked about his good friend.
A genuine moment.
In
this sport, was a genuine moment.
One thing I rated about Punk, when he was like, being the best in the world is not who I am. The best in the world is people who fight cancer every day, the people that work hard.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
No, that's amazing. That's good stuff.
That's Cody's spot.
No, but
that's not your spot, man. That's his way of saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but that's his way of saying.
I do hear it.
This is not a big deal, man. But like, I'll be back.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
We just saw the AEW one last year. You can't fool me so quickly with these promo runs, yeah? You just injured yourself. Wrap this up.
Yeah.
And let's get Drew in there for the headbutt.
But Drew, let's talk about Drew. Drew's promo, though.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think that's the best promo. You know why it was amazing? Because it's truth-based, bro.
I didn't think they'd do it, though.
Drew.
I didn't think anyone was going to come out. So when he came out and he's like, I prayed for time like this.
Drew said, I'm not a spiritual person.
But I prayed for time.
He said, when you eliminated from Royal Rumble, it was one of the worst moments of my life. But that quickly changed when I found out what happened to you. He goes, I'm not a spiritual person, but I prayed for this. And it happened. You're injured. You're out of WrestleMania. Amazing. Like, Drew McIntyre. And you know he don't like Punk in real life.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is real shit.
But to cross him after, while he's injured, he attacked him after that. I was like, this is amazing.
Punk had to take the bump from him. And
amazing.
Take out his arm, make sure he's injured even more.
Amazing.
Then Drew went on freaking just Twitter. To watch.
Yeah. He come out the ring and watched from the apron when Sami Zayn came and saved the day. But it's just a watching.
But did you see what Drew did on Twitter?
Yeah, that was amazing. That picture amazing of him
by the coffin. Man. And the tombstone says WrestleMania, CM Punk's WrestleMania dreams. Yep. And he's posing. Yeah.
That is a great match for when I think
Drew McIntyre has won me over.
Put Drew in a title
first time.
And have a CM Punk come and stop him on his tracks. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. But I'm hoping at what'd this be point, great.
He's gonna get that title.
What'd be great is Punk. I mean, I'm assuming the injury is going to be 6 months, but if he heals faster than that,
6 months is fine.
He'll be all right, and he'll be back.
4 months, he's going to get injured again.
You're right. He needs to the 6 months.
Give him the six.
No, you're right.
Let him recover.
You can't rush it. Yeah, you can't.
Six months can bring him to SummerSlam.
You can't rush it. You're right.
That, and then we can get the Seth.
You're right.
CM Punk at SummerSlam, but we give him 4 months and put him back in the field with all these great in-ring ability wrestlers. He's injured again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, let's give some awards out for the Royal Rumble match.
Of course.
MVP of the Men's Royal Rumble.
MVP.
Gunther?
Yeah.
I'd say Gunther this year.
Gunther or Cody? I'm going to go Jimmy Uso, you know. I thought he was great. He was like doing dance. He was making cinema. He was trying to get people to come and help him, and they were like, "Nah." He was just like dancing and everything. Like he's just a bit. Oh man, he's hilarious.
Funniest moment? R-Truth.
Hot tag for sure.
Yeah. Best moment?
Ooh.
That's the thing, man. Maybe the ending with Cody was the best moment.
Him pointing at Ray.
Pointing at the sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
And worst performance?
CM Punk.
No, don't do that.
Sorry.
Punk did well, man. He did well, bro. He got hurt.
I know. And it's a shame. But
I'm going to say Lashley and Karrion Kross. Because that man fought for 2 seconds outside the ring. And then it was a smudge.
I didn't understand why none of the Street Profits was in the Rumble. Montez Ford should have been in the Rumble.
Where was Gable, man?
No Gable, Otis.
Tozawa. Wow.
And I thought because they put the championship match on like after the women's rumble, I thought maybe, you know, we'd see Randy Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles.
None of them in the rumble. That's actually kind of crazy. Because that's the first time that might have happened. Because we've seen Edge lose the title at Rumble.
And then win it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's rank this. We're gonna wrap up this podcast in a minute, but before we do, let's rank Royal Rumble 2024 out of 5. I'm gonna go to you first, Rival.
3.5 for the men's.
What about the pay per view?
Overall 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 3.
Because
I'm gonna go 3
compared to last year. Like, I don't think you lot understand last year. When it came to the Rumble,
it's brilliant.
So much in awe with the Bloodline story.
Oh, yeah, no, it was brilliant.
I don't even think we cared about the Rumble.
I did not. I just wanted to see what
I've
happened.
Never been so invested in a singles match at the Rumble as much as Roman Reigns at that moment to see.
Who did he wrestle again?
Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens. Yeah. They handcuffed him. Beat the brakes off of him.
That was brilliant. That's when Sammy turned back. That was brilliant.
That chair shot was so loud.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I think, would you agree, best women's Royal Rumble match so far?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Someone finally suplexed Nia Jax properly.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining me tonight.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Rival, where people can find you on the social media, man?
JUSRIVAL on all socials. I don't change it. It's just the same.
Same every time.
Yeah, every time.
Steven?
TYJGA. On all socials.
And you can follow me at Skillet World, SKILLIT World. We'll be back with more Kick Out podcasts. Stay tuned.